else joins Justin Allgaier here on Pit Road.
As we look over at the entrance to Pit Road, Riley Herbst is going to stay on the track, but here comes Sheldon Creed, Jesse Love, AJ Allmendinger. These are some of the drivers that did not pit some 8 to 10 laps ago when we had our last caution flag. Chris Wilner, anybody coming in front of you?
Sheldon Creed is in. The call by Sam McCauley said, I wanted to have an extra set of tires in Stage 3, but they're going to bolt on new, fresh Goodyear rubber. Also filling it up with Sunoco fuel. A little bit of a left rear rub. They're going to address that as well. Air pressure adjustment for Sheldon Creed, and he's down and away. Steve Post, anybody by you?
Justin Allgaier is going to bring his car in. He's in the very first pit box here. Crew jumps over the wall, and they're just going to go left side tires. Sunoco Racing fuel can is plugged in. Brand new left side tires on that automobile, and Justin Allgaier is down and away. Dylan Welch.
AJ Allmendinger is in and still not very happy with his race car. Just said it was miserable to drive. The right rear was chattering. Couldn't touch the throttle, so they made another chassis adjustment. This time in the left rear, took a Packer out of the left front and added one to the left rear. So they're still taking big swings at this College Racing Chevrolet to try to get Allmendinger just a little bit happier.
Closing in on the halfway point of the Xfinity Series Championship race. Let's pause now 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Motor Racing Network live at Phoenix Raceway, the NASCAR Xfinity Series Championship Race. Alex Hayden, Jeff Striegel, and Todd Gordon topside. Mike Bagley and Tim Catalfamo out in the turns tonight with Steve Post, Dylan Welch, and Chris Wilner on the pit lane. We're down to now 104 laps remaining in the event.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane.
Oh, it's you! Stephanie!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to Championship Weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
We welcome you back to Phoenix Raceway, yet to get the one-to-go signal here as the NASCAR Xfinity Series Championship race is ongoing. We close in on the halfway point of the race. It's a privilege always to welcome a good friend of the network to the broadcast booth, Mr. Paul Dolshall, Group Manager, Motorsports, Toyota, and Motor North America. Good evening, sir. How you doing?
Doing great. I hope you guys are doing well, too.
We absolutely are. There's a lot going on here on Championship Weekend. We had the opportunity yesterday and earlier today to get out on the midway. A lot of activation, a great big Toyota display out there for fans who might be coming out to the track tomorrow. What kinds of things do we expect to see?
We have stuff going on all over the place. There's campground roaming. We've got Toyota Racing Experience downstairs where out in the Midway you can go explore some of our product that we have. We've got some merchandise, a big spinning wheel, which everybody loves to take a shot at and see what they can win from that. We've got the Darth Vader car down there, the 23 that Bubba Wallace is running this weekend with 2311 in Columbia. So that's a great addition. And with Martin Truex Jr. leaving us at the end of this season, obviously his last race, we have his last appearances going to happen tomorrow down in our area. And we also have his number 78 2017 Champion Cup car downstairs. So you can get your pictures taken with that. But overall, just a fantastic weekend. A lot going on. We've got a lot of guests here and glad to see all the fans out.
No question. We get the one to go and the lights on top of the Toyota GR Super Pace car go out. Let's talk a little bit about the Toyota GR Super Race teams out there. Got an owner's championship to be decided. And right now, Eric Almirola is in position to win it.
Yeah, we're excited about that. And, you know, JGR has had a good year going this year. We've got, with Chandler Smith and Sheldon Creed and then the All-Star car with the 20 car and just a lot of wins out of that one. So hopefully they can end the season right. And big shout-out to Sam Hunt Racing and all their efforts this year, too. They've been really putting together a good program, and we're looking forward to next year with both of them.
We always appreciate you and everybody at Toyota for all you do for the sport and for coming up and visiting with us yet again. All the best to you. Let's see if we can close this out for you and Toyota for our owner's championship tonight.
Great. I want to thank all our broadcast partners, especially you guys here at MRN and PRN for all of the great coverage you guys have for us throughout the entire season. And we're just really as fans, more so than NOE. We really appreciate that, keeping us all up to speed. When I'm not at the track, I'm listening to you guys. So thank you.
Very kind. Thank you, sir. That's Mr. Paul Dolshaw, Group Manager Motorsports, Toyota Motor North America.
100 down, 100 to go in the season finale with a championship on the line. Getting ready for a Geico restart presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico to get all of your insurance coverage from one place. Go to Geico tonight to get started.
And the green flag goes back in the air and the field rumbles off to turn number one.
And Riley Herbst is away with the lead. Eric Almirola faces stiff competition from Cole Custer in the outside. Custer will make the pass and take second.
Custer will go to second. Going to third is Sam Mayer. As Eric Almirola still continuing to get shuffled, he now has a challenge to the inside by Connor Zilich.
Boy, Connor Zilich right down on the yellow line trying to pick up fourth. One car shoots out of the pack all the way up against the fence. That may be Ryan Sieg. Meanwhile, the race leader is Riley Herbst, and he's back in one.
And there's a three-car breakaway between Herbst, Cole Custer, and Sam Mayer. But behind them, they are side-by-side for fourth.
That would be Eric Almirola and Connor Zilich, wheel-to-wheel off of turn number two, halfway down the back straightaway, still side-by-side.
Neither driver wants to give an inch. We do have a penalty coming up, and it's a championship four driver. We'll have to do a pass-through penalty for a restart violation. Justin Allgaier gets busted for a restart violation, and Allgaier will have to do a pass-through penalty.
Well, that is an absolute dagger as we're past halfway. Let's explain what this is very briefly, Todd, and you can help us out. You cannot drop below the yellow line or fall out of line as you're coming to take the green flag. Allgaier didn't cross over the yellow line, but he did bust out of line before the green flag.
So the way NASCAR defines this, the front row defines where the bottom and top line are. So wherever the front row cars go, the rest of the field needs to follow that line until they cross the start-finish line. That was up about a groove and a half, and Justin Allgaier trying to shortcut that piece pulled down out of line, completely out of that line to the car ahead of him before he got to start finish line, thus the penalty having to do a pass-through.
In a weekend of peaks and valleys for Justin Allgaier, they are in about the deepest valley they've been in. They're making their pass-through penalty at pit road speed right now. Meanwhile, the race leader, Riley Herbst, he'll exit turn number two. Allgaier still on the pit lane. He's going to do all he can, but he has to be careful not to speed here on the pit lane, Jeff.
Yeah, that you've already had one issue. Don't compound it right now. Do not speed. More than likely here, he's going to lose a lap, and that he can get back. If he was going too fast on pit road, that might be the end of the night. It looks like, at least at the moment, Tim, Justin Allgaier is going to do everything he can to stay in front of Riley Herbst.
Yeah, he has about a half a straightaway, Jeff, over the leader, Riley Herbst, as he goes to turn number three, but he's going to have to pedal hard because Herbst has got a fast Ford Mustang.
Oh, the problems got worse for Allgaier. He got busted for speeding. Allgaier is going to have to make another pass-through penalty. This is going to force his championship hand, and things have gotten very grim. Justin Allgaier speeding on the pit lane on his pass-through penalty. He's going to stay on the racetrack one more lap at least, but Jeff, it's gone from bad to worse.
And Steve Post is down there in that pit area, and I would imagine, Steve, there is absolutely nothing you can say, nothing to add. This is just brutal for Justin Allgaier.
Just absolute disbelief down here. It just absolutely, Jim Pullman, when he just went back on the racetrack, he said, just stay ahead of the 98. We'll have a caution, and we'll be able to get back around. Your car is still good. As soon as Jim got off the radio, Eddie DeHaan, the spotter, said, we need to come back down. We were speeding on pit road, and the team just absolutely is disgusted down here with the way this night has gone. Frustrating down here now. You can see the bodies. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is on top of the pit box, L.W. Miller, and they're just shaking their head in disbelief. The way this one's gone away, as Justin Allgaier going to bring the car down pit road one more time to serve this pass-through penalty.
I better make sure he stays at pit road speed or below this time through. He is now a lap down, and he is no longer in the free pass position. He will only lose one lap in the exchange. Meanwhile, on the racetrack, Riley Herbst shows the way. He's been able to gap second place Cole Custer now by 1.2 seconds, but Jeff Custer is in position to try to go back-to-back in the championship.
Yeah, right now with Justin Allgaier going a lap plus down, Custer running second, A.J. Allmendinger running in position number seven, and Austin Hill 14, trying to go back-to-back. He won a championship a year ago. A.J. Allmendinger trying to win his first before he moves back to the Cup Series. A.J. right now running in position number seven.
Yeah, he is. Allmendinger, who has been up and down. They changed brakes on the car earlier today. Had to go to the back of the field for the start of today's race. So that is something that they've been able to try to overcome, let alone all the adjustments they've had to make on their car. As a matter of fact, Dylan Welch, they took a couple of big swings on the chassis trying to get it dialed in tonight.
They have, and it seems to be as maybe good as it's been all night. They've at least stabilized as far forward as they have been all night. So as you guys know, it's a work in progress. There will be another pit stop yet to come for all of these drivers. But I think for now, they're more in the window of where they want to be or feel like they need to be to at least compete up towards the front. They're going to have to do a little bit more. They're going to have to find some more. They know that. We know that as they run in the seventh spot. But for now, it's looking much more promising for Allmendinger.
88 laps to go for the season finale. Riley Herbst comfortable out front. He has led 70 of 112. It's Herbst over Custer, Sam Mayer, Sheldon Creed, and Connor Zilich battling for fourth. Eric Almirola and A.J. Allmendinger battling for sixth. In fact, give the spot to A.J. Jesse Love, seventh. William Sawalich, ninth. And Chandler Smith completes the top 10.
Daniel Dye is running 11th. Jeb Burton is 12th. And Shane Van Gisbergen is 13th. Sammy Smith goes 14th. Brandon Jones being scored 15th in a backup car. Austin Hill going the wrong way on the leaderboard. He's down to 16th. Jeffrey Earnhardt is 17th. Parker Kligerman is 18th. Josh Williams, 19th, and Matt DiBenedetto is 20th.
21st, Parker Retzloff, Dylan Lupton, 22nd, Brennan Poole, 23rd, Ryan Sieg and Kyle Sieg go 24 and 25, Josh Balicki, 26th, Ryan Ellis, 27th, Jeremy Clements, 28th, Joey Gase, 29th, 30th, is Leland Honeyman. Alex, where in the world is Justin Allgaier?
Justin Allgaier is not even 31st. That's Patrick Emmerling. Dawson Cram is 32nd. Blaine Perkins, 33rd. Garrett Smithley, 34th. Justin Allgaier is 35th. Anthony Alfredo is 36th. Two cars out of the race. They're Greg Van Alst and Stephen Parsons.
Mike Bagley, you've been watching this. How about Riley Herbst here tonight? A two-time winner at this level. This, I think, is as good as we have ever seen. The driver of the 98, the black Monster Energy Ford Mustang, Riley Herbst.
He has wrapped his arms around this race, Jeff, and he is going to refuse to give it up. He is, you don't need car lengths, you need a stopwatch to see how much he's out in front. He is in his own zone right now. That car is spectacular at this point of the race.
Riley Herbst has led a total coming up on 70 laps tonight. Now, in his Xfinity Series career, when he's led a minimum of 30 laps in a race, he's undefeated. He's never lost when he's led 30 or more laps. And Mike Bagley right now, 70 laps led for Riley Herbst as he goes to you.
And his lead is getting larger. Carr, bottom of the racetrack against the yellow line, making his way off turn two.
That lead for Riley Herbst is about 25 car lengths as he is halfway down the back straightaway. Cole Custer, the second place driver, is just now entering turn three.
As they race their way into the corner, there's another big gap to the third place. Sam Mayer in third. Sheldon Creed goes fourth. Rounding out the top five is Connor Zilich, who continues to impress this young driver who will be driving full-time next year for Junior Motorsports.
You know, we're talking about how good Riley has been here tonight. Do you realize that Riley Herbst has never led at this racetrack in his career at this level? This is his 11th start at this racetrack. The prior 10, he'd never led a lap, and right now he is leading his 70th lap of the night.
And if you watch this lap after lap, it's a couple tenths. That lead was 2 seconds three laps ago. It's 2.68 seconds now. Just continue to roll speed around this racetrack.
On the other hand, going the wrong way is Eric Almirola. He is now backslid to the number 8 spot and in jeopardy of losing that. We're down to 82 laps to go in the Xfinity Series Championship race.
Let's get racing. She's rounding the corner straight for the straight talk aisle. Woo, pile up on aisle 9. She just barely avoids it. Home stretch. She's picking out a new plan, keeping the phone she loves. Incredible win.
Bring your own phone and get one line for $25 a month with Straight Savings. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Straight Savings Plan requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are not met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk website. NASCAR is a registered trademark and used with express permission.
Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create the vacation that fits your lifestyle, sharing a lifetime of memories at a collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and popular destinations across the U.S. Blue Green owners also enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR packages that deliver the thrill only NASCAR can provide. Start your vacation journey today at BlueGreenVacations.com.
Only thing that has changed at the front of the field is the distance between first and second. Riley Herbst has extended the lead now to 2.9 seconds over Cole Custer, who is second, Sam Mayer third, Sheldon Creed fourth, and Connor Zilich is fifth. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Welcome back to Phoenix Raceway. 76 laps to go in the Xfinity Series season. Riley Herbst, well, the lead has grown a little more. Matter of fact, a half second more. It's up to 3.5 seconds now over second place Cole Custer. Chris Wilner, Riley Herbst is picking him up and putting him down.
Certainly is, Alex Hayden. And give a tip of the cap to his crew chief, Davin Restivo. They had major cording on the right front tire on the first pit stop in stage number one. He did a massive 2.5 round on the track bar adjustment to get that car to turn and not scrub the front tires. And ever since then, Riley Herbst has been making really good lap time, and they have not seen the tire wear that they had in stage number one. Don't forget, this is almost an audition, the final swan song for Riley Herbst with Stuart Haas Racing, but also he doesn't have a ride lined up next year. I talked to him, he said, you know, you never know when the next race is going to be, and although things are still working in the future, he feels like this is almost an audition. So Riley Herbst trying to flex his muscle here in the final race of the season to give everyone a good look at this free agent for next year.
Well, he's doing everything and then some, dominating this race here tonight. The complexion of this race could change. Why? Because Justin Allgaier, one lap down, is easily reeling in the car that is in the free pass position. Or is he? Because Ryan Sieg just went a lap down. Just as we were saying that, he was running down Jeremy Clements, Alex, and Clements was in the free pass position. If Allgaier gets by him, the caution flag comes out. Guess who's back on the lead lap? Now, the problem is you've got Riley Herbst that is so fast and running down car after car after car, putting them a lap down and putting them in a free pass position and not Justin Allgaier.
Yeah, you're right about that. As many problems as Allgaier has had this weekend, the pass-through penalty and the penalty, the pass-through penalty for the restart violation and the subsequent speeding penalty, those were self-inflicted. And that's put him in the position that he's in right now. They got an outstanding race car and were able to drive up inside the top five from the back of the field. But right now, they're going to have to figure out how to stay positive and keep their driver's head in this game, because it's not over, even though we still have 72 laps to go.
Custer in position to win a championship and go back-to-back. Riley Herbst in a position to walk out of here after going to victory lane, as he's had a dominant car. Creed goes third. Mayer and Love round out the top five. AJ Allmendinger is not going to roll over and play dead. Alex, you know that. Austin Hill for sure is going to fight until the bitter end, although he's back in 15th and well documented. The problems not just of tonight, but all weekend for Justin Allgaier, and right now he is one lap down.
How about Eric Almirola, who also started at the back of the field in a backup car, worked his way up into the top five. Almirola has since begun to backslide Chris Wilner. He's back to the number 10 spot and trying to hang on there.
He is, and he just complained on the radio for the third time in the last five laps, saying, I'm just on top of the racetrack. I can't get any grip with my Toyota. Tyler Allen just trying to guide him through here. Don't forget, they're in the Owners' Championship, so trying to take that for Joe Gibbs Racing, and that's exactly why Eric was hired for this role, for this all-star car for Joe Gibbs Racing. So trying to keep Eric Hall behind the wheel. Of course, your Martinsville winner, but absolutely that Toyota is not in the racetrack right now.
Yeah, and that on top of the racetrack feeling, as you hear it talked about, that means that he doesn't feel like the tires are down into the asphalt and actually making grip. Like, it's just skating on top of the racetrack. You can't get that car, you know, doesn't have enough downforce pushing into it. The tires aren't gripping the racetrack. It's just skatey of all four tires, just not down into the racetrack with positive grip.
That's a tough thing to have out here on this difficult racetrack.
Mike Bagley, let's just talk about this. We are under 70 now, 67 laps remaining. And like always, just when we think we know what's going to happen, something happens and it changes everything. The dominant car of Riley Herbst, Cole Custer in position, Allgaier a lap down, but we still got a long way to go.
Yeah, we do. And I can tell you, Jeff, that 99% of this field is hoping that something will happen, because they've got one more shot at Riley Herbst. If we keep on like this, it wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't lap over half the field. He is in a zone like we have never seen before. He is so smooth in turns one and two. He'll just ease that car to the bottom. He'll split the apron and the racetrack. He'll keep it right there, and it has a smooth transition off turn two and onto the back straightaway. Riley Herbst at this moment is untouchable, and they will need a caution to catch it.
Yeah, they will, and right now he's put another car behind him, and he's running by himself on the racetrack. I say by himself. He's got 10, maybe 15 car lengths before he catches another car as he makes his way up off of the second corner. 66 laps to go in this race, but Cole Custer, 4.2 seconds in arrears, is the championship Ford driver as we sit right now, Jeff, to potentially win the championship to go back to back.
Let's go down and visit with Chris Wilner. Chris has been following Cole Custer for the first 135 laps. Chris, what are you hearing on the radio? Are they coaching Custer as far as telling him where the other three are running, or are they just letting him do his business as usual?
It's all in the hands of the defending series champion Cole Custer. Jonathan Toney making no reference to the other championship four. They did make him aware of the issues with Justin Allgaier several laps ago, but since then it's been all about managing a little bit of brake shake that Cole Custer came over the radio with. They're self-medicating with the brake fans. Jonathan Toney instructing him to turn them off for several laps, turn them back on, and kind of check the balance. But right now, they're also just kind of seeing where they compare to their teammate Riley Herbst here. Not making a ton of ground, but doing what they need to do. Also keeping him abreast that Sheldon Creed has about 9 lap fresher tires as he starts to approach that position.
And when we talk about brake shake, a lot of times that comes from the rotors actually running too cool, that they won't transfer enough of the pad material to be consistent. That's why he's having them shut the brake fans off to try to warm the rotors up to get them to be in that optimum to running temperature. That should take care of that brake shake.
And now, race leader Riley Herbst has lapped another car for the first time. That's Ryan Ellis. So Justin Allgaier is third in line now for the free pass should a caution flag come out.
Well, you know, you got to believe the radio chatter with Allgaier is, okay, he just picked off one, which he did. He just got by Ryan Sieg, and that would have put him in the free pass position if we got a yellow. The problem is Riley Herbst, like Mike said, just picking him off one after another. Allgaier goes from being in the position to out of the position as Ryan Ellis just went one lap down. Josh Palicki is going to have that happen to him more than likely in another lap or two. Brennan Poole also trying to hang on to the tail end of the lead lap. Every time Riley Herbst picks one off, Justin Allgaier's night gets bleaker and bleaker by the minute.
It does. We're going to be 60 laps to go this time by. Pretty good race on the track now inside the top 10 with Chandler Smith and Shane Van Gisbergen here up off of turn number 4. Shane Van Gisbergen will swing around the outside and take the number 8 spot away from Chandler Smith. All the while, Riley Herbst shows the way by 5 full seconds over Cole Custer.
This NASCAR playoffs, if you like things spicy, Toyota Racing is looking for you. No, we don't care if you can handle the 5-alarm chili or that eternal inferno salsa.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
Can you handle how spicy these playoffs will be when the temperature rises on racing's biggest stage?
Water, please.
If you're ready for some serious heat, we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Want to know the latest with short track racing around the country? Well, one show has you covered. NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Kyle Rickey. Join Chris Wilner and I each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We also talk to rising stars from your favorite short track. That's NASCAR Coast to Coast. Watch or listen today on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or your favorite podcast platform.
There are a lot of cars skating around the Phoenix Raceway surface right now, but race leader Riley Herbst is not doing that at all, and he's about to put another car a lap down. Brennan Poole is right in front of the race leader. 58 laps to go. Riley Herbst shows the way, trying to pick up the win. His teammate Cole Custer is second. He's trying to win the championship. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
56 laps to go here in the season for the NASCAR Xfinity Series here in 2024. Of course, the series director, Wayne Auton. He's been in this sport for decades. One of the most likable men in the entire industry is calling it a career. When the checkered flag flies here tonight, he has been one of the best. Here's the race leader, Riley Herbst, peeling off the racetrack. He's going to make his way to pit road.
And this is the call that Davin Restivo wanted, was right before lap 150 to bring the race leader down pit road. No major complaints on the radio, but saying I was starting to skate the tires just a little bit. Four Goodyear Eagles, he's down and away. Jesse Love is also in, one of those that had a little bit fresher tires, bolting on their final set here for the RCR Chevrolet. Steve Post, anybody by you?
Not yet, but we got Chandler Smith getting close to this way. Here he is as he brings his car around the hook down here into his pit stall. Going to be four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. The handle has just gone away on Chandler Smith's car. A little bit free for Chandler Smith while he's getting his pit service. Here comes Austin Hill. Austin Hill, the nose of that car has been chattering, and Austin Hill going to get four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel, and they're going to try to free that car up. Left side tires or right side tires are done. Chassis adjustment on Austin Hill. Now the crew around to the left side of the automobile. Dylan Welch.
Jay Allmendinger is in. Just reported no side force on his race car. It's better than it was, but still not perfect for Allmendinger. It looks like they're going to make an air pressure adjustment here for tires and fuel.
Cole Custer is now on the pit lane.
And almost a problem as William Sawalich pulled out of the way. Cole Custer locked the brakes up, but he hits his marks. One of the tires rolls away just a little bit back into the behind the pit wall. Four-tire change. Cole Custer said a little bit tight on the long run. Really good on the short run. He's already down and away. Eric Almirola also in, was out of the racetrack. They're making a significant chassis adjustment to that Toyota as he chases an owner's title.
As everybody continues to either come to pit lane and get back up to speed, others stay on the racetrack. Sheldon Creed now has inherited the race lead. Daniel Dye is up to second. Jeb Burton will give up the number three spot. He'll make his way to pit road. And that, as this pit cycle takes place, Todd Gordon, we're down to just 12 cars on the lead lap.
Yeah, when you look at this and where it goes, we've had several come to pit road trying to get caught up with this cycle. We've got a few that are staying out there. Be interesting to see how far these guys will actually pull this, looking for a caution to trap a lap down.
Chris Wilner, Sheldon Creed on the pit lane.
He is, and already work is going to be complete just now on the right side. Four tire change for Sheldon Creed. Sam McCauley saying, go on my cue as the jack goes up on the left side. Four tire change is complete. He's down and away. Ball is stopped for Sheldon Creed.
So we have now Daniel Dye from DeLand, Florida, who is running out front here at the Phoenix Raceway, yet to come to pit road. So we'll see how it all shakes out. Parker Kligerman, Dylan Lupton, and some of the others that still need to come to pit road, Todd.
And as we look at the cycle going through, you know, Riley Herbst and Cole Custer had pulled themselves out to such a lead. They're the two cars through this cycle that have gotten themselves back on the lead lap while Sheldon Creed just came to pit road.
Daniel Dye has inherited the race lead now. With 49 laps to go, Parker Kligerman is now second. And as this continues to cycle around, Dylan Lupton in the AM Racing entry has now come to pit lane. Riley Herbst is back up to third. He's the one that made the first green flag pit stop call, and he is putting himself in a really nice position right now, just hoping that this continues to stay green and will go through a complete Jeff green flag pit cycle.
How about Daniel Dye, who is currently the race leader? He will come to pit road right now, but next year is promising for him. He'll step out of the Craftsman Truck Series and be driving for Colleague full-time next year.
Yeah, he will, and it's going to be a good step for Daniel Dye. He's a talented young race car driver, and we'll see what he can do on a full season as he makes his pit stop, and Parker Kligerman now takes over the top spot. Only 16 cars now on the lead lap. That could change because William Sawalich is back on the pit lane. Sawalich made a pit stop already earlier, and he's making his way back to pit road. Not sure exactly what the problem is for Sawalich, Jeff.
Well, Justin Allgaier needs a caution flag. Justin Allgaier fans are hoping for a caution flag. If we got it right now, Allgaier would get his lap back, but that is all going to change if Kligerman comes to pit road, etc. Again, the complexion of this race could change in a moment.
It could. Allgaier's on a different pit strategy with these guys, Todd, so he's got a little bit to work with here.
Well, he had that damage and had to come put left side tires on. He filled fuel when he got there, so he's in a position where he last
trouble,
came.
Trouble, turn number one. One car is up and into the outside wall. It's Anthony Alfredo. Hard contact in turn one. He'll ride it all the way through one, all the way through two, and he'll come to a rest against the safer barrier in the second corner.
The caution flag that Allgaier needed. Caution flag number five with 45 laps to go. Came out with the incident over there in turn number two in front of Mike Bagley. How about that? We talk about how quickly the complexion can change. And it may have just changed.
Yeah, he was in the deepest of valleys. Now he's got an opportunity to start climbing that mountain one more time to try to reach the peak. A lot of racing still to go with 45 laps, but this is a golden opportunity now to reset and get your minds right back into it, Steve Post. You got to think that this race team feels good about this.
As much as they were slumped down and bummed out a little bit ago, Eddie DeHaan, the crew chief, said we need a caution within the next five laps, and it wasn't a lap later when Anthony Alfredo bounced that car into the wall, and this crew is all high-fiving and all pepped up right now. Jim Pullman said, thanks for saving me tires. We're going to get four new tires on you. You're in the 12th position, and you're going to race your way forward. We're back into this one. Justin wants the car just a little bit freer, but they feel like they got a shot now with some fresh tires and back on the lead lap to put Justin Allgaier back in the playoff conversation, back in the championship conversation.
Absolutely unbelievable. All four, the championship, four drivers are on the lead lap, and currently, and it will change with drivers that come to pit road and stay out, etc., there are only 13 cars on the lead lap. Cole Custer is third at the moment, chasing back-to-back championships. Allmendinger gets the break he needs. He's eighth. Allgaier and Austin Hill, the last two cars on the lead lap. They are 12th and 13th. Stay with us. We've got a championship to decide.
Meet Calvin.
Hi.
Calvin won $50 off his roommate. That's because Calvin has the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Which he used to make a pasta song playlist.
I'm a genioki.
Calvin blasted this on repeat after betting his roommate couldn't complete a four-day juice cleanse.
Oh, I can.
The song Proper Pappardelle pushed him over the edge.
Mm. I love carbs.
Good thing Calvin is one of millions with the iHeartRadio app. Download it today and get paid to ruin your roommate's stupid cleanse. Like Calvin.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Who comes to pit road? Who does not? Green light is on. They're headed to pit road. We'll cover it. Presented by Harbor Freight. Hardworking tools at hardworking prices. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. What about it, Alex Hayden? It appears as though we expected to see cars coming to pit road, and we really have not.
Not yet, but that is because there's a lot of lap cars in between the front of the pack and more lead lap cars further back. Some of those coming in are Sam Mayer, Brandon Jones, Justin Allgaier, and Austin Hill are the two playoff drivers that are making their way in. They got to come all the way back around to their pit boxes. We start our coverage right now with Dylan Welch in the midsection of pit road.
And Sam Mayer is one of those cars that does have a set of sticker tires left. They opted to come down and put those on for tires and fuel. Sam said his car was building tighter that run prior, about three numbers tight was the report for Mayer. Steve, anybody in front of you?
Yeah, a couple of the playoff drivers down here. Austin Hill is in. They just did not feel they could go toe-to-toe with everybody. They're going to make one more chassis adjustment to free this car up. Four Goodyear Racing Eagles on it. Justin Allgaier, he was on the old worn-out tires, hanging onto the lead lap. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Justin Allgaier, there he goes, down and away, Chris Wilner.
And nobody on my section of pit road, but the conversation from Jonathan Toney to Cole Custer was, I don't want to use that last set of sticker tires this early. Only nine laps on that last set of fresh Goodyear rubber. So for Cole Custer, they're going to try to see what happens here, but save that set for the end if we get another late caution.
Two of the four came to pit road to get brand new tires. That leaves Custer and AJ Allmendinger with brand new Goodyear Racing Eagles. Your thoughts on what you just saw, that strategy?
Yeah, I think most everybody here on pit road has a set of racing sticker tires left. Allgaier has a set of rights left. They had to put lefts on when they had that. This put the 21 car of Austin Hill, I believe he's only got this set of scuffs that have got 10 laps left. So you're being a little aggressive here, but they didn't feel like they could race that way. You're racing for a championship. You got to do something different.
But you got to hope now, if you're Justin Allgaier or Austin Hill or Sam Mayer, Brandon Jones, you just came to pit lane, that this stays green the entire way to the black and white checkered flag so they can make sure they have that tire advantage play out all the way. If we get a caution flag with, say, 10, 15 laps to go, that's going to mix things up even more right now with only 14 cars on the lead lap.
And where it really plays into the advantage, if we get that, is there's only 14 cars now on the lead lap. With Riley Herbst and others staying on the racetrack, that pinned everybody from having the opportunity to take the waiver round. So Parker Rutzloff and Kligerman, Daniel Dye, remember he was leading earlier. He's a lap down. Sammy Smith and Matt DiBenedetto, also a lap down. So to your point, Alex, even if you pitted later on with only 15 cars on the lead lap, that's not a lot. You should be able to make the run to the front of the field.
One to go being given at the start-finish line. There's 39 to go right now, so when we take the green flag, there will be 38 laps to determine the race winner and our champion of the season. The field is coming to the Geico Restart Zone, presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
14 cars on a lead lap, and here they are before we go back under the green flag. Riley Herbst and Jesse Jesse Love, 1-2. Cole Custer right now hoping for it to stay green, and that would be, he is running in position number 3. Actually, he would be looking for a late caution. Followed by Sheldon Creed, Connor Zilich, top 5, Chandler Smith, 6, A.J. Allmendinger, position 7, Shane Van Gisbergen, 8th, Eric Almirola, 9th, Sam Mayer is 10th, Brandon Jones, 11th, and then you get back to Justin Allgaier and Austin Hill on those brand new tires. They line up 12th and 13th. Jeb Burton 14th as we get ready to go here with 38 laps remaining tonight.
Jeb Burton did get the free pass on that caution, so he was the beneficiary, and he gives us now 14 cars on the lead lap. Meanwhile, Riley Herbst on that outside lane after the choose brings the field crowding down towards the bottom of the racetrack. They hit the Geico restart zone, and on the throttle they go. Riley Herbst gets away with the top spot. Jesse Love dives for the bottom.
He'll make that move to the apron, coming through the dog leg. He won't be able to catch Herbst. He's gone. Oh, but Herbst bobbles just a tad. Love's going to jam it into the inside. Battle for the leads off two.
Jesse Love fighting hard downstairs, but he's going to have to tuck in line behind the leader, Cole Custer. They're mixing it up 3 wide behind them.
Boy, Justin Allgaier watching that 3 wide battle too. Now they're 4 wide. That doesn't work. Sheldon Creed makes it. Chandler Smith's got to give way. They'll go 4 wide again. Why? Because Justin Allgaier's on the move.
Everybody's scrambling. Allgaier is second from the bottom in a 4 wide maneuver coming off the end of the front straightaway. Wow, they're side by side for second.
That battle for second involves Jesse Love and Connor Zilich. Further back, Justin Allgaier battling with Austin Hill and others still side by side.
In order to be champion, all you have to do is be the highest finisher of the championship 4 drivers. Right now, Cole Custer in fourth has it. A.J. Allmendinger is 6th. Justin Allgaier 10th, and Austin Hill is 11th.
Watching A.J. Allmendinger getting passed by Sam Mayer for the number 5 position. Mayer will complete the pass before they reach turn 2.
And as A.J. Allmendinger starts to drop back a little bit, Cole Custer trying to move forward once again. He's pulled even with Connor Zilich for 3rd.
Connor's going to go to the bottom of the racetrack. Cole's going to roll the outside. Up the racetrack comes Connor, squeezing Cole up against the outside retaining wall. That won't work. Cole Custer to 3rd.
Cole Custer takes 3rd. Zilich falls back to 4th. You got Sam Mayer in 5th. And here comes Eric Almirola around A.J. Allmendinger. He'll grab position number 6.
Almirola and A.J. Allmendinger continue to battle for that spot. Then you've got Justin Allgaier, Sheldon Creed, and Austin Hill lined up behind them.
Justin Allgaier to the inside of Creed. Creed will sail her into turn number 3 with some momentum. He'll get away from Justin Allgaier. Allgaier's got more trouble at the left rear quarter panel. Austin Hill is on the move.
Hill tries to open up the inside line in the dog leg, and he'll do it. Allgaier will beat him back to the corner, though, and he'll be able to hang on to the spot. Everybody dicing for real estate.
This is the ongoing battle for 9th between Justin Allgaier and Austin Hill, 2 of the championship 4 drivers going at it here in Phoenix.
33 laps to go. Riley Herbst is showing the way. Let's not forget about that. He's led 83 of 167. Jesse Love and Cole Custer going at it for 2nd. Zilich and Sam Mayer going at it for 4th. And you got that battle for 6th, Alex. Eric Almirola, Sheldon Creed, Justin Allgaier, A.J. Allmendinger, and Austin Hill running right together. Championship 4 drivers, and 3 of them are running nose to tail.
They are, as Justin Allgaier's been able to get in front of them. Allgaier gives a little kick in the shorts to Sheldon Creed, moves him up the racetrack. Creed will hang on to the spot with Almirola just in front of them through the dogleg.
That is the race for the 6th position. Almirola in 6th, Creed 7th, Allgaier in 8th. Allgaier's going to take a peek to the inside of Creed. He's there for a moment in 2.
Allgaier's got to go. He's got to continue to make up spots on the racetrack. He pulls to the left rear corner panel of Sheldon Creed. Now we'll tuck in behind him and follow him back to the corner.
Boy, you're exactly right. He has got to go, and Cole Custer knows that, and Cole is trying to get away. We follow Allgaier across the start-finish line right behind Sheldon Creed.
Creed now has A.J., or make that to Justin Allgaier right behind him. Allgaier's on the back door. Here he comes, Allgaier, looking to the inside. try for the spot.
Allgaier still contesting Sheldon Creed for seventh. They're wheel-to-wheel down the back straightaway. Allgaier to the inside of Sheldon Creed.
Both drivers have been married to those lines the last few laps through turns three and four. Creed topside, Allgaier at the bottom. Creed continues to keep the momentum and the position. Here's Austin Hill in the back bumper of Allgaier.
Allgaier and Hill have got to go because Riley Herbst, Jesse Love, Cole Custer beginning to check out. But it's a heck of a scramble for that spot.
Yeah, to your point, Mike, those top five cars that are running single file are about a half a straightaway in front of all these drivers from sixth on back.
29 laps remain in the season for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Riley Herbst, Jesse Love, and Cole Custer. Cole doing exactly what he needs to do, Mike Bagley.
He is running third right now and the best of all the championship contenders. But he's got Connor Zilich and Sam Mayer right behind him.
As they work their way out of turn number two, Riley Herbst leads by 10 car lengths. Then you've got that second place driver, Jesse Love, Custer, Zilich, and Sam Mayer. That's the top five.
Justin Allgaier is on the move. He's gotten by Sheldon Creed. He'll go to the outside of Eric Almirola in turn four and will clear him by the time they get to the start-finish line. Allgaier up to the sixth spot. Cole Custer, the highest running championship driver, is third.
Watching Allgaier, he's got those Brandt sails in the wind. He's free of traffic and he is hammered down to the back straightaway.
Allgaier in the throttle hard coming off of turn number two. He's got about 10 more car lengths to make up, and the fifth place driver is Sam Mayer.
And let's add to it, the last lap, the fastest car on the racetrack, Mike Bagley, isn't the race leader. It's the driver running in position number six, Justin Allgaier.
Allgaier has broken free from the muck and the mire. Now he is setting sail for the top five. Good battle for second. It's 40, and Allgaier's on his way to try to join it.
That four-car battle for second involves Jesse Love, Cole Custer, Connor Zilich, and Sam Mayer. Still 10 car lengths in front of Allgaier.
Justin Allgaier's tires are 11 laps fresher than Cole Custer's, but only 7 green flag laps fresher than Cole Custer's tires, Todd.
Yeah, and this does it has a benefit for him, and that benefit will kind of diminish as it goes along. So he's got to make hay while the sun's shining here, but he's doing that. Driving forward, really good lap times here. P2 lap time that time.
Right now, Riley Herbst is long gone. Race leader Jesse Love still trying to hold off Cole Custer, Connor Zilich, Sam Mayer battling for fourth. Allgaier right now all by himself in sixth. Mike, he's got work to do if he's going to run down Cole.
Watching the leaders coming off the end of the front straightaway, Jeffrey Earnhardt. Problem for him. Smoke coming from his car. He is headed to pit road. Allgaier is gaining ground on this ongoing battle for second.
Yeah, he's now just trailing Sam Mayer, the fifth place driver, by about 5 car lengths, so Allgaier definitely coming forward.
He is. The two cars that Allgaier needs to get around, incidentally, are Junior Motorsports Chevrolets, Connor Zilich and Sam Mayer, but Allgaier, Mike, not quite close enough to pounce.
He is not, but Cole Custer is. Custer has turned on the wick on Jesse Love. Battle for second. Custer looks down low to the backstretch.
And the reason why Custer is now starting to press Jesse Love is because he knows Justin Allgaier is coming. Here's Custer to the inside of Jesse Love for the runner-up spot.
And he will take it as he makes his way off of turn number four. So in between Cole Custer or Will Custer, Jesse Love around the outside. This battle for second is not over.
It is side by side with Connor Zilich looking on. Custer at the bottom of the racetrack. Jesse Love will adjust his lane up about a lane and a half. Here comes Zilich to challenge as well.
Connor Zilich looking at these two drivers of Love and Custer fight side by side in front of him for the runner-up spot. They're still wheel-to-wheel.
Jesse Love drives it hard into turn three. Custer drives right on the bottom of the racetrack. Connor Zilich thinks about three wide up the middle, thinks better of it. This is second, third, and fourth on the track.
And it's soon to be joined by Justin Allgaier, who now is 3 car lengths behind Sam Mayer, the last car in this 4-car battle for the ongoing battle for the runner-up spot.
As these drivers continue to race frantically for the second spot, this is the best news that Justin Allgaier has had all evening long. He is closing on these 4 in front of him.
And by the way, Riley Herbst is long gone. All eyes on the championship contenders. Cole Custer unable to put away Jesse Love, and the trio from Junior Motorsports are rolling, and here they come.
Justin Allgaier's going to join it. Justin Allgaier's there. Five drivers fighting for a second. Jesse Love leading that pack.
Jesse Love, Cole Custer, Connor Zilich, Sam Mayer, Justin Allgaier, they're single file in a line, headed back to three.
Jesse Love racing hard to stay in the second spot with Cole Custer. Custer again at the bottom of the track, gives the top a look for Connor Zilich. Custer drifts up the racetrack, puts the block on.
He'll put that block on. He's able to hang on to the number three spot. Zilich right behind him, goes all the way to the apron, halfway down to the safer barrier, looking three wide for a moment. Jesse Love hanging on.
Jesse Love trying to hold onto that second spot. Cole Custer still running third, but he's getting a fierce challenge in his rear bumper by Connor Zilich.
19 miles. That is all the remains in this season. Can Cole Custer hold off Justin Allgaier? A championship is on the line.
Cole Custer running in third. You've got Justin Allgaier running in sixth. Custer is losing ground to Jesse Love, and instead he's falling into the clutches of Connor Zilich.
And it seems like Justin Allgaier in these last couple of laps has stalled out a bit. He was making a fierce charge and making up ground, but now he still trails Sam Mayer in the fifth spot by two.
But Connor Zilich is all over the back bumper of Cole Custer off turn number four. Jesse Love, the second place runner, is getting away. Custer's car beginning to fade just a bit as he goes to one.
It is a 12 car length separation from Custer to Allgaier with Zilich and Sam Mayer in between. Mayer goes wide and he gives Allgaier the bottom in two.
Allgaier had a peek to the inside and had plenty of room to make a pass around Sam Mayer, but he couldn't get the job done. Now he'll trail Mayer by two car lengths.
Mike Bagley, we know that these cars are going to begin to fade. These tires are getting older. How you've managed your tires may determine the driver that wins the championship here tonight.
And it looks like that Custer is one of those that's starting to fade just a tad. He has lost contact with Jesse Love. Love now away by three car lengths off the corner.
Custer now starting to feel the heat from Connor Zilich and Sam Mayer behind him. Halfway down the back straightaway, Cole Custer trying to hold off Connor Zilich.
16 laps to go now. Here's Connor Zilich again going to the outside of Custer in turn four. Custer drifts up one more time, hangs on to the position. You've got Zilich, Mayer, and Allgaier right there.
Allgaier now two car lengths behind Mayer, the last two cars in this four-way battle for position. Here's Connor Zilich to the inside of Custer.
They're wheel to wheel off turn number two, but give the advantage to Cole Custer. He'll power back around the outside of Zilich and hold on the third.
15 laps to go in the season finale under the lights, Phoenix Raceway. What a race we are watching. Not for the win. Riley Herbst is driven away. He's just trying to close it out. The battle for the championship right now between Custer and Justin Allgaier.
Right now, Custer's in third. Allgaier's in sixth. You've got Junior Motorsports teammates of Zilich and Mayer separating the both of them.
Once again, Connor Zilich made a pass attempt to the inside on Cole Custer in turn two, but he can't get around him. Custer still holds onto that spot.
Custer protects the bottom of the racetrack. Zilich goes even lower this time up off turn number four. Sam Mayer is right there looking on. Justin Allgaier not close enough again to making a point.
This battle has stabilized over the last couple of laps. Jesse Love has gotten second. He's two car lengths now over this ongoing battle with Custer, Zilich, and others.
That last time out of turn number two, Justin Allgaier changed his line a little bit. He went to the outside, out of the corner. In turn three, he'll go back to the bottom.
You want more drama? We'll give it to you. The fastest car on the racetrack right now, it's not Custer, it's not Allgaier, it's not even the race leader in Riley Herbst. Mike Bagley, he's running seventh, and his name is Austin Hill.
Austin Hill's about to join this battle. Allgaier goes to the top of Sam Mayer. He's got the look. Question is, does he have the run off turn number two?
Two Junior Motorsports Chevys fighting for the fifth spot. Allgaier to the outside of Sam Mayer. Mayer lets him go, and he'll give Allgaier the spot.
And Allgaier drifts up the racetrack and turns three and four just a bit. Sam Mayer takes a peek back down to the inside. We're down to 12 laps to go. Custer in third is in position for the championship.
Allgaier has lost about three car lengths, maybe four, to Connor Zilich, who's applying pressure to Cole Custer. Allgaier takes his car way at the racetrack in the center of the corner.
And if Allgaier's not careful, he's going to lose the spot both to Sam Mayer and Austin Hill, who have closed right back up to the back bumper of Allgaier.
All of a sudden, we've got a brand new player that is closed in, but Austin Hill, who we're talking about, needs to get by Sam Mayer so so he can focus on Justin Allgaier.
Allgaier now falls five car lengths behind Zilich. Zilich in front of him goes to the apron. Custer goes three lanes off the bottom. Side by side for third to the backstretch.
They are still wheel to wheel out of turn number two, but again, Cole Custer on the outside lane able to hold off the challenge in turn three.
He does for the moment. Then Zilich is there still in his tire tracks. Three car lengths back is Justin Allgaier. Behind him, Austin Hill to the inside of Sam Mayer. 10 laps to go.
Austin Hill is going to work on Sam Mayer. Had a run coming off the corner. Wasn't there in the dogleg. He'll try it again. As now Jesse Love falls into the clutches of Custer.
Here comes Cole Custer with a nice launch out of turn number two. Pulls right up to the back bumper of Jesse Love. That's the fight for second.
Single digits now remain in the season. Up the racetrack goes Jesse Love. Cole Custer looking downstairs, looking lower as Connor Zilich. That's the battle for second.
And it is three cars deep. Jesse Love, Cole Custer, Connor Zilich. Justin Allgaier, four car lengths behind. Love and Custer at the racetrack, which leaves the inside open for Zilich.
Cole Custer in a Chevrolet sandwich right now. He's got Jesse Love ahead of him. To his rear bumper is Connor Zilich. They remain in that formation.
They do. Jesse Love, everybody, as a matter of fact, the tires going away. Here goes Connor Zilich. Best run he's had yet. He goes to the inside of Cole Custer off the dogleg.
Cole Custer trying to hang on to the spot. Connor Zilich is trying to take it away. Zilich goes to the apron. Custer goes to the top of the racetrack. Cole Custer grabs the spot. Now it's Zilich now. There's a race to the back straightaway.
Oh, Zilich trying to throw the block on Cole Custer off of turn number two and couldn't get it done. They're side by side now in three.
Now the battle for the championship is nose to tail. Custer, oh, he makes contact with Connor Zilich. Here comes Allgaier to the inside. Three wide. Position goes back to Cole Custer.
Custer will grab the spot. He'll pull away now by two car lengths over Justin Allgaier, who gets by Zilich. Here's Allgaier. He's looking low on Custer. This is the fight for the title.
A shot at the championship right in front of Justin Allgaier. Allgaier all over the back bumper of Custer as they go to three.
Coming down to the line. Here goes Justin Allgaier to the inside. Allgaier takes the spot. A thunderous roar comes up from the crowd. Justin Allgaier now goes to the number three spot looking for the championship.
In an unbelievable turn of events in Phoenix, Justin Allgaier leads the championship for Cole Custer, his championship nemesis right behind him. Allgaier by one to the backstretch.
It's not over just yet. Cole Custer trying to regroup. He only trails Allgaier by a half a car length.
Five laps to go in the season. Five laps to go to settle the championship. Right now it belongs to Allgaier from the bottom to the top, back to the bottom, and right now in position to walk off with the championship.
Allgaier trying to get away with Custer, but he can't do it. Custer's there with him stride for stride. Lap traffic a factor. Leaders to the low lane on that lap traffic.
They'll work their way to the inside of Garrett Smithley. All of these top cars, as well as they exit turn number two. It's still Allgaier and Custer separated by a half a car length.
And now Austin Hill has cleared the Connor Zilich car. The three of the four championship four contenders are together on the racetrack. Four laps to go in Phoenix.
Justin Allgaier third. Cole Custer in fourth. They're right behind Jesse Love in second. And now Austin Hill is broken free of the traffic. He is trying to join the party as well.
Here comes Justin Allgaier. Pulls right up to the back bumper of Jesse Love. Out of turn number two. Trying to create some distance between him and Cole Custer.
Riley Herbst leads by a mile. 5 seconds. He's trying to win for the very third.
Oh, trouble. Turn number three. One car.